Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, finally we have arrived at Tony's Week. I made my predictions so long ago I hardly remember them. Just know that I expect Stereophonic to win as Best Drama, Hell's Kitchen Best Musical, and Merrily We Roll Along Best Revival. Actors and actress nods to Sarah Paulson for drama and Jonathan Groff for musical. And remember my somewhat surprising featured actress choice of Kara Young in Pearly Victorious. Anyway, more Tony talk in a moment. Meanwhile, new productions keep on keeping on. A revival of Home opened Wednesday at the Todd Haymes Theater. This one deals with the Great Migration, which brought millions of Black Americans to the North from the South in an attempt to escape racism and poverty. The play's protagonist is a North Carolina farmer who winds up in a big city after spending 5 years in prison. Home was written by Sam Art Williams, who sadly passed away just before this show reopened. And further ahead is The Hills of California. This one is the latest from the acclaimed English playwright Jez Butterworth, and it will transfer to Broadway this fall after a well-received 5-month run in London. Lest you forget, Butterworth is the writer behind a pair of powerful plays, The Ferryman and Jerusalem. This new one is directed by Sam Mendes, a big name, and focuses on a group of singing sisters who have gathered at their childhood home because her mother is dying of cancer. The New York production is to begin previews September 11th. And then looking much further ahead for country western fans, Dolly Parton's long gestating biographical musical is aiming to arrive on Broadway in 2026. Now see if you can guess the title of this one. Yep, Hello, I'm Dolly, which is both the title of Parton's first studio album and an allusion to that other classic Broadway show about another Dolly. Parton told her fans last week, "I just wanted to say that I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been there." And that happens to be the name of one of the songs that's going into my new Broadway musical. I've written a whole lot of original songs as well as the hit songs that you all know. And here is an off-Broadway piece that sounds worth seeing and opening July 10th. Out of the Box Theatrics has announced the company's world premiere production of Inspired by True Events. That's a new play by Ryan Spahn, which is being developed by Michael Urie, who, as I've mentioned here before, is one of my faves. Now, the storyline follows a theater group that must determine, after one actor becomes unhinged, at what cost the show must go on. This production will be staged for an intimate audience of 40 theatergoers per performance. They want you to feel like you're in a green room, as they are in the play. It's great to see award-winning performers like Michael Urie, by the way, take on other roles, so to speak. And another, who I mentioned last week, is LaShawn's, who has started her own company, LaShawn's Productions. And that company just announced casting for a reading on June 13th, that is this week, at Pershing Square Signature Center. The play is called Reunion in Bartersville, and it will feature really good cast. This is just for the reading. Charlotte D'Amboise, Clifton Davis, Marshawn Davis, Ruben Santiago Hudson, and more. Now, I believe this is a reading for those in the industry, but I'm always interested in sharing with you the process of how plays get up. They start with readings like this. Another performer spreading wings is Jessica Lange. She's a leading Tony candidate, of course, for Best Actress in Mother Play. Meanwhile, she can be seen on television in The Great Lillian Hall. The film, which is streaming on Max, follows a seasoned Broadway actor who is opening a new play while battling dementia. Speaking of switching mediums, playwright Annie Baker has her first movie coming out. I believe she wrote and directed, called Janet Planet. This one has to do with mothers and daughters, and it seems puppets. Okay, now back to those Tonys. Who has the most to gain or lose? Well, that's always a question. The last few best musicals were A Strange Loop and Kimberly Akimbo. A Strange Loop had a shortened run when it went to Broadway. Kimberly Akimbo played almost a year post-award. Some perhaps expected more, but it too was not a subject that everyone, especially the older audience members, wanted to consider. Cabaret is likely Tony-proof. I don't believe it will earn any, except perhaps featured actress in a musical for B.B. Newworth, well-deserved. But it had a large pre-opening sale and stars a well-known performer in Eddie Redmayne. Still, I'd be surprised if we were still talking about it as 2025 gets underway. Now, some shows that are hanging on and likely would benefit from a boost include Water for Elephants, The Notebook, and The Outsiders, all playing within two blocks of each other, by the way, on Broadway. It also helps to be invited to perform a number on the telecast. Sundays will include performances from Cabaret, Hell's Kitchen, Illinois, Merrily We Roll Along, Suffs, The Outsiders, The Who's Tommy, and Water for Elephants. I might add that they've never found a good way to present dramas. So I don't know what's happening with that. All this being said, I still believe word of mouth is as important as awards. The show that has most intrigued me, as you likely know by now, is The Great Gatsby. This is a physically huge, tourist-friendly production. I was impressed, and I was thrilled to see such a satisfied, full, and diverse, at least in age-wise, audience. Other reviews were largely negative, and it received, perhaps, I think, one Tony nomination. But, you know, I see it high on the list of most profitable shows of the week, which in the end is really what matters most. They call that critic proof. Back to the Future may qualify as well, though that has the advantage of being the new non-Disney family show of the season. Anyway, it will be fun to watch Sunday night, the 16th, from Lincoln Center for a first time, I believe. It's on CBS or Paramount Plus, though I must say the number of those who watch it every year is, I think it's getting smaller. Anyway, still, 2023-24 was a season worth celebrating. I'll discuss all of this, of course, more next week, and I will see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.